Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we've got a handful of international updates for Tesla, including from India, Indonesia, and China. We've also got some more news on Cybertruck and FSD, and a few other items as well. Nice day for Tesla stock today after the underperformance yesterday. Tesla finishing up 2.4% to close at $241.20, while the Nasdaq was actually down 0.6% on the day today. All right, we'll start off with an update from Bloomberg on the ongoing negotiations between Tesla and India. Of course, we've talked a lot about this over the past 6 to 12 months. Remember back in June, Elon said, "I am confident that Tesla will be in India and will do so as soon as humanly possible." So the Bloomberg report today says that, quote, "India is closing in on an agreement with Tesla Inc. that would allow the U.S. automaker to ship its electric cars to the country from next year and set up a factory within 2 years, according to people familiar with the Indian government's thinking," end quote. This follows a couple of recent reports that India is strongly considering lowering import tariffs for electric vehicles. That would allow a much more feasible path for Tesla to begin building their business in India before having to commit to something to the extent of domestic vehicle production with a factory in India. So that would be the adjustment that we would be looking for that would allow Tesla to start shipping in cars next year, as this report indicates, and then factory later on. So they say an announcement could come as soon as January, one of the sources said, and that, quote, "Tesla would commit an initial minimum investment in any plant of around $2 billion, one person said, and would look to increase purchases of auto parts from the nation to as much as $15 billion, end quote. I think unsurprisingly, even just for cost reasons, they also report that Tesla would seek to make some batteries in India as well. So India at this point really seems to be the location that we have heard the most discussion about for possibly Tesla's next factory following Giga Mexico. Given Tesla's recent comments about Giga Mexico, the timeline here within 2 years for a potential factory in India does seem a little bit aggressive, but the sooner the ball is rolling, the more capability Tesla will have to re-accelerate things if they need to, if the environment changes, etc. It's a lot easier to push things back than to pull them forward, so I assume that's kind of what Tesla has in mind if this report is accurate. Now, one other part of the report, they do also say that, quote, "When its first locally made cars do go on sale, they could retail for as little as $20,000, some of the people said," end quote. That part of the report, I'm not putting any weight in. We have pretty consistently heard around $25,000, and that should vary region to region, but that's a pretty significant difference, especially given the recent inflation we've had. So more likely just a miscommunication, some missing significant digits like we had talked about with the previous Reuters report, something like that. Okay, moving on from India, we've also got a report on Indonesia. This is really a reiteration of a report that we have already discussed, so we don't need to spend much time on it, but the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Maritime and Investment Affairs has denied claims that Tesla withdrew its investment plans in Indonesia, saying that those plans have only been postponed. Quote, "The investment plan is ongoing, but with the current global economic conditions, I believe Elon Musk is putting investment on hold," end quote. These comments were made at a battery conference today, but like I said, we've already heard similar comments, so not a whole lot new. And of course, Tesla not putting all investment on hold, the comments here likely just relating to the investment plan in Indonesia. Next, we've got a couple updates on Tesla in China. First, as rumored, Tesla did end up increasing again the price of the long-range Model Y, this time by 2,000 RMB, or about $280. This follows a 2,500 RMB increase on this trim from almost 2 weeks ago, so in total, about a $630 increase over the last month. And remember, wait times here are actually still pretty long. It says 6 to 8 weeks in the design studio. We've also seen price increases, albeit small ones, on other trims, as well as the Model 3 after the refresh to Highland and the higher prices associated with that update. So in general, some pretty margin positive moves in China for this quarter. Of course, international differences. We have seen inventory discounts added back to the Model 3 in the US. We did see price cuts at the beginning of the quarter. But for China specifically, things seem to be pointing to a relatively strong quarter for Q4. We also got new China-insured vehicle numbers for the week of November 13th through the 19th, and this popped right back up to 16,300, up from 12,700 a week ago. As we can see, by a decent margin, that's the best week of Q4 so far, and one of the best weeks of the year, and that moves the quarter-to-date number through the first 7 weeks of Q4 up to about 70,000 vehicles, just over 70,000. That is actually ahead of Q1 and Q2 at this point, and only down 2.5% quarter-to-date from Q3. And of course, that is despite very few Model 3 deliveries yet with the transition to Highland. Even this week, there were only about 3,500 Model 3s in this total number. So 6 weeks to go at this point, still a very long way to go for anything approaching a record, but so far through the quarter, a lot of positive signs in China. Also relevant to China, but other countries as well, we talked yesterday about FSD being added to some owner's manuals internationally. Drive Tesla Canada today reporting that those references have now been removed. As I said yesterday, not something that rose to the level of me reading into it too much quite yet. So it doesn't really change a whole lot for me. Tesla could have just done this prematurely and they're still making those sort of preparations. Could have been a mistake, which is something that I think is less likely, or could just be completely decoupled from anything that Tesla is actually doing in terms of releases, meaning not really a sign either way. So we'll keep watching for any updates on that, but that is it for now. We've also got an update on Cybertrucks being displayed at Tesla stores. This has continued to expand. It looks like it's at least now at 4 stores, with Jose Negron spotting one at the New York City Tesla store, specifically in the Meatpacking District. And again, with these display vehicles, yeah, Tesla's going to look at them closely, but fit and finish looking very good on this vehicle as well. And then Mark Chang also spotting a Cybertruck in the Buena Park store in California. I would imagine that over the next few days, we're going to see more and more of these display vehicles, so keep an eye on it, and maybe one will be in a location near you. As I have said since the very beginning of the Cybertruck 4 years ago, it does look very different, feels very different in person than photos. Some photos do an okay job of capturing it, but if you can make it out and just see it in person, definitely something I recommend, and I've heard that same sentiment now from a lot of other people. We also got some new photos of the Cybertruck. I think these first popped up on Weibo, but shared on X by YYDS here. Maybe some spoilers, but I think we've seen most visual things at this point. But really good shots of the interior of the display, the glass ceiling that should give a good feel for the openness for the back row seating, a nice shot of the front trunk, and just a couple of good photos of the exterior. All right, next up, we've got an update to a story that we've talked about before from Drive Tesla Canada. They have mentioned that there would be changes coming to idle fees in the US for superchargers. Essentially, how that worked previously is that if the supercharger was greater than 50% occupancy, and if you were at the point of your charge limit, then after a warning period, you would start to accrue idle fees, which I think were around $1 a minute. But in any case, it looks like those are being updated over the coming weeks at select superchargers to instead be a congestion fee. This only applies at a 90% or above state of charge, and there is a 5-minute grace period, so really a little bit above 90%. And only when a supercharger is busy, though I don't think we have a definition for exactly what busy means yet. So totally understand that no one really loves fees, but I think it's good that there is an incentive to help reduce congestion and obviously in the 90% state of charge plus portion of the charge curve at a busy supercharger is a pretty reasonable place to try to apply a little bit of decongestion pressure. I'm sure there will be some certain circumstances where maybe some people feel like it's not fair, doesn't make a lot of sense, but there's never going to be a perfect solution for everyone in all scenarios. But net-net, hopefully something that helps keep the supercharger experience very strong. And again, this isn't really anything new, just a kind of reconfiguration of the idle fees. Next, we've got a very interesting update on battery plant plans for Ford. Remember, they had previously announced a multi-billion-dollar factory in Michigan. This was going to license LFP batteries from CATL. And targeted production was 35 gigawatt hours per year. They said that this would produce 2,500 jobs. During UAW negotiations, they said that they were reevaluating and put their plans on pause, and they have now announced their updated plans in an announcement today saying they are right-sizing as they balance investment, growth, and profitability. The facility will now create more than 1,700 good-paying American jobs to produce a planned capacity of approximately 20 gigawatt hours. So about a third fewer jobs planned and gigawatt hour production plans cut by about 43%. So we've been talking about this less aggressive investment towards EV trend that we've been hearing a lot about over the last few months in particular, now starting to see a few of the adjusted plans announced. I'm sure we'll continue to see more of this, but obviously a pretty significantly reduced plan for Ford and their batteries in Michigan. All right, last couple of things for today. We talked yesterday about the OpenAI situation. No resolution there yet. We're still waiting to see what happens. The big update seems to be that talks are continuing. There's also talks for their new interim CEO to resign. So really just a continuation of a very fascinating story at this point. And then on top of the general craziness over the last couple of days, that continues as well with Binance founder CZ announcing that he is stepping down as CEO. He has agreed to plead guilty to money laundering violations in the US, and Binance has agreed to pay a $4.3 billion fine. I don't have any particular insights beyond just the reports here, but just certainly adding to a crazy few days that we have had in business, technology, etc. And then lastly for today, as I had mentioned last week, this is a holiday week. I do have some traveling and then going to take a couple of days with family. So the next episode is actually going to be on November 27th, next Monday. And remember, the NASDAQ is closed on Thursday and also closes early on Friday. Then, of course, next week we head into the Cybertruck delivery event. Going to be a crazy week. I am going to be in Austin, so not exactly sure what the schedule will be for next week yet. but we'll go through that early next week, and certainly going to be another exciting week. That'll wrap it up for today, though, and for this week, as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on X at Tesla Podcast, and we'll see you on Monday for the November 27th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.